Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane Phillips, heard on alternate Mondays. Jane is a medical intuitive, life coach and paranormal investigator. Call in right now for your free medical intuitive scan and energy healing treatments on the air. Dial 646-595-4274 now for your free session. That's 646-595-4274. Please welcome Jane Phillips back to News for the Soul.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
It's going. It is definitely going.
Yes, it is.
How are things on your end?
Exactly the same. But the good news is we're here, we're live, we're on the air. We've got the first caller or two ready for you on the screening board here.
I'm ready.
And after your intro, we'll just dive in.
Okay. All right, everybody. This is Jane Phillips. I am a certified medical intuitive out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I've been doing my practice for about 15 years now. My website is intuitivemedicalhealer.com. And I'm here today. I'm working for an hour to see if I can do healing for you. If you have chronic pain that you don't seem to be able to get a handle on, or there might be an emotional thing or something that's just blocking you. I am a psychic medium and intuitive, so a lot of times I can figure out some angles that maybe you hadn't thought of. I also help people with organ scans and body scans and supplement checking, or if you've got some maybe allergies to things, I sometimes can sort that out. So I know we have a caller on the line. And I look forward to helping whoever is able to call in today. Thanks for being there.
All right, let's dive in. Area code 863, you're up first. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, Jane.
So,
thank
Julia,
you for taking my call.
Yes. Yeah. And how may I help you today?
Well, this is more of a spiritual healing.
Okay.
I wanted to address like self-love and self-acceptance and trust.
Okay.
And anything around like building my self-confidence so I can, you know how they say,
okay,
I got this? I want to got this.
Okay. So, how is it showing up for you? Because I want to ask a couple more questions. How's it showing up for you, the lack of love and self-confidence and self-trust? How's that show up for you?
Just not really like putting myself first and caring for myself. You know, they say do things for yourself. You know, take care of your body, take care of your health, and I'm just not.
Okay.
So I'm, and just feeling deserving, like I'm worthy to have, you know, a happy, joyful life and feel like I fit in somewhere, you know, anywhere. So,
yeah.
Like my life actually has a purpose. I'm not just here, you know, ticking off days.
So, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes when we have big issues, like that, where we're just not able to take care of ourselves, there's often things that have happened in our past that are stories that have put us there. It could come in from your DNA. And I wanted to check something that dropped into my head. And for anyone who's listening to this with Julia and I, understand that if you have what I call stinking thinking or some thinking in that's kind of running the show, it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you wrong. It just means that life circumstances have created this for you, and then it plays out. It's in your energy field, and so you create this. So I like to say this because sometimes when I get an underlying thought process for somebody, I don't want them to feel like this is a judgment from me, because it's more your guides are talking to me about what's running the show. And I wanted to check something out for you. You said putting yourself first is a problem, and I'm probably going to do some emotion code around this. But what I got, which is not serving you, is I'm not worth the effort of doing something. And when I doubt it, because I use my pendulum to see to what percent is that thought embedded in your cellular memory, and it's 360% true for you. And so what it does is you try and do some things to put yourself first. You try and set boundaries around people, or you decide you want to eat better or exercise or all of that. If there's an underlying program that runs, then it makes it pretty impossible to do anything around it because you've got that block. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I have tried like diet and exercise in the past, and I can basically eat a salad 3 meals a day, and at the end of it, like lose 1 pound.
Right.
It's like, come on, yeah. You know, this is
right.
Crazy. You know.
Yep. Just a sec. There's some more pieces around that, but I'm thinking there's a hopelessness part of it.
Yes.
So just a minute. So thanks for sharing more, because it's brave to share personal things on live radio. It's hopeless no matter what I do. I'll fail. There's a failure part of it. But I need to know some of the thinking, because if I do emotion code, we're gonna take that under that piece that's holding you back and lessen the emotional component of it, so that that you have the ability to put yourself first and the ability to not have these thought processes in your energy field that actually block your success. Because if there's some program that says no matter what you do, it's not going to work, your body actually won't resonate with what you're doing, and it'll say, well, it's not going to work anyway, so I might as well not lose anyway. And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. So,
I went through like traditional therapy to try to get help, and I felt like it didn't work. It didn't, you know, so it's like, you know, you go and you spend all the money and the time and the effort to get better, and nothing got better. So I did feel like a failure. It's like, God, even when I'm trying to get better, I'm not getting better. So that was very frustrating, to say the least.
We lost Jane. She's back, I think. Jane, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
I apologize to all of the listeners. My energy field sometimes loves to make the phone not work. So if this happens again, is Julia still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Sorry about that, Julia. I have failed calls when the energy's high and my energy's high. So what I was going to say is I'm an emotion code certified practitioner, as well as a medical intuitive. And we're working at energy at the cellular level. So what I'm going to do is the emotion code kind of helps release things. And I could also do it from a medical intuitive standpoint where you just listen, but I think we're going to do the other. So first I'm going to make sure you're clear, Julia, and you don't have any energies that are on you that will block this. I'd like to go to Julia, and do you have any possessions? So you have some hanger-on energies, so we're going to just get those guys home for healing. So how many do you have? So for anyone listening, if I'm talking about it, possessions, please don't go to demonic possessions. That's not it at all. It's basically ghost-type energies that have found you attractive, and they came along for the ride. They might have even come on to you, Julia, because they knew you were going to be talking to me today, and they wanted to go home. So we're going to just send these guys home. So you have four. So we ask for the white light to be opened over Julia's head. We ask Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Jesus, 10,000 angels, Archangel Raphael, and Uriel to come. And we invite these four energies to cross and to whoever they need to see on the other side, that will welcome them home with love and acceptance. All right. I now ask all obstruction and interference in this work to be done. We ask this only to be for Julia's best and highest good in the name of the light. All right. Based upon Julia's concern about being able to put herself first, maybe not being worthy of effort or feeling as hopeless, are there trapped emotions that we can release that will help her be able to move forward? The answer is yes. So hang on, and then we'll talk you through this. The first trapped emotion is unsupported. And when I find an emotion, I'm working with 60 of them, and they can be repeated many times based upon different life events. Is there a life event at a certain age that where this word unsupported showed up? And it's approximately age 22. Are you aware, and when we're doing live radio, if somebody doesn't want to, is aware of the event but doesn't want to speak it out loud, that's okay. So there was an event at age 22, maybe 21 to 23, where you were not feeling supported. Can you see what that is or think of what that might be?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big one. Okay. So for those people listening, she didn't have to say it. I could tell that that's right. I doubt it. I'm going to pull it. So that event that was partly running your show here is gone. So we're going to pull it. And I do that by working through the top of my head over to the back of my neck, which is your governing meridian. If I was with you, I would work my hand or a magnet down your back. And this is your subconscious saying this event that had an emotional component is now out, is unsupported, an issue regarding being able to put herself first. No. Is there another trapped emotion? Yes. Emotion is overwhelm, and is there an age with this one? So I do need more information. This is at age 2, and when it's really young like this, it could be an observed emotion. It's often from your mother at this age, but in this case, it seems to have been an observed emotion from your father. And we don't need to really know anything more. You observed it. He had it. You took it on. Does that make sense to you at all?
I think for me, it would make more sense for it to be the mother because she was a single mom raising me basically on her own.
Did you ever run into your father as a child?
I never knew him.
All right, let's find out. In the name of the light, I ask all. I get interference sometimes, so that's why I ask to double check. So is overwhelm from your mother. You were right. I missed that. I was working too fast. My mistake. All right. So we're going to pull that. This overwhelming issue regarding putting yourself first. Okay. Is there another trapped emotion around this? Yes. This one is longing, L-O-N-G-I-N-G. Name of light. Ask all obstruction interference. Is there an age with this? It's approximately age 35. There was an event that created that. And again, it could be 34 to 36, but it's approximately.
Okay, yeah.
You've found something? Yeah, okay, you've got it. All right, so what we're doing is we're pulling that book out of the library, pulling the emotion from that event, so it's no longer running the show. So out we go. All right. I'm going to have you, Julia, take a little bit of water to process these energies out and just get up and walk just a little bit and then come back.
Okay.
All right. So, what I do, I'll fail. I'm not worth the effort. So, not being worth the effort, and no matter what I do, feeling hopeless that you'll fail, used to be about 360% true. According to my pendulum, and we'll check you in a minute, it looks like it's now only 60% true. So some of the things that are blocking you have come out. But we're going to have you check. It's just because my pendulum says something doesn't mean that it's all the way accurate. So is there another trapped emotion around not worth the effort, feeling hopeless, not able to put yourself first? And there is. This one is resentment. And I am not getting that I need to know anything more about that. So they're not giving me an event or a specific age. So we're just pulling it out. Okay?
Okay.
Is resentment an issue? Is there another trapped emotion? No. Is there a hidden trapped emotion? No. Okay. Is there an inherited emotion? Yes. An inherited emotion is coming through your DNA from your ancestors. And let's find out which one that is. So you have an inherited emotion of unsupported also. You can have this show up several different ways. And so it's unsupported as an inherited emotion. Then I need to find out how many generations back this goes. And it only goes back 4 generations. So that's 88 to 100 years ago. So somewhere between 10 or 8 to 1920, something happened that created unsupported. Did it start with your mother? It started with your mother. So you're picking it up at age, the overwhelm at age 2. Your mother had the unsupported issue come through. So I have to find your mother, your grandmother, your great father, and your great-great-grandmother. So, grandmother, great-great-father, and great. Oh, here we are. And great. All right. We now invite all of this these generations to come forward for healing. This also heals any children going forward, and we invite any cousins or any other family members that would like healing from this unsupported emotion that came through to come for healing. So everybody comes, and you're actually healing your family lineage at this point, Julia. So I'm going to do 10 wipes over the top of my head to remove it from, with my intention that I'm working on you, and this will remove this inherited emotion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So is the inherited emotion of unsupported there? No. All right. Is there any other inherited, hidden inherited, psychic trauma, prenatal, preconception? Oh. So preconception takes into the assumption that our souls have come down to the planet and been in human form many times. And preconception is you're up there looking down and figuring out what you're going to do with your life and some emotion that was non-supportive embedded. Maybe you were afraid of what you agreed to do. So if we have a preconception emotion, they come in basically riding in with your soul. So we're going to see if we can pull that out. Preconception, yes. This one doesn't seem like an emotion, but it's on the list. It's crying, C-R-Y-I-N-G. And is this it? Can I remove this? So I'm pulling this out. All right. Is crying, are there any more trapped, hidden trapped? Heart wall, hidden heart wall, inherited or preconception or prenatal? Is this it? All right, now let me check. I'm going to douse and then we're going to see what else I need to do. So I'm not worth the effort is not true for you. It may still feel true. It's hopeless. No matter what I do, I'll fail. It does not seem to be available as a thought process in yourself, at least. And I don't know how to put myself first. I changed the languaging. Put myself first. I don't know how to put myself first. How true is that for you? That's still 190% true. All right. I'm not going to do emotion code on that. I don't want to. I'm going to ask your higher self, do I have permission to remove the doubt from this? I don't know how to put myself first. Do I have permission to remove that right now? I don't. Because I think I put you into overwhelm.
Is there a way that you could ask about self-love and accepting myself?
Yes, I can. Give me a minute. Just a minute. All right, so if I check I love myself unconditionally with you, I don't get a yes for that. I accept myself as I am is 40% true, so that's plus. I sometimes don't know exactly how to address this for you.
And just feeling like I am enough. Because that's something that I've struggled with, especially in my marriage, is feeling like, you know, I'm not enough.
Yep. So many of us have several issues that are going on. So if if I'm not enough is about 300% true for you, right?
Yes.
But to go from I'm not enough, which is a thought process, to I am enough is not quite as simple, because there are all these underlying pieces of it. I want to think into what support. Do you use affirmations?
I could definitely get better at it. I do sometimes, but it's I need to remind myself to do it, like set an alarm so I remember, okay, do that, you know, until I make it a habit.
Right. So I'll tell you, and for people listening, when we all have multiple issues, I'm working on mine with this also. So to remove I'm not enough, which is 300% true, I can go through the same thing if your higher self is willing to do that. But they don't. Your higher self, when I'm checking with my pendulum, says we've done a lot with Julia right now, and she needs to process out it's not worth the effort, it's hopeless. You know, I don't know how to put myself first. Is 190% true. All of these other things are, it's like we can't reprogram you in, you know, a 15-minute session or even an hour session, especially if it's going to be too much. And the side effect of overdoing this is you can feel nausea, you can get headaches, right? You can have trapped energy. And I can work on all of these things, but with probably in another session. So what I offer when guidance on a radio show like this is telling me I have to quit, even though a client or, somebody calling in wants more help, I usually will give somebody a 30-minute session for free to deal, and if we have to go to an hour, to deal with the not enough issue. In the meantime, though, so if you want to book another session with me for that, and you mentioned the radio show, you can go to my website of intuitivemedicalhealer.com and write in book a session. And what you would do is you would book a 15-minute free session because the others are paid, and we would extend it. I would know it was you. You just have to say, it's Julia from the radio show. But I can deal with that and take the time to really carefully get I'm not enough out. In the meantime, you can take an affirmation that I'm going to be guided to give you. Write it down, stick it on your mirror, and every time you brush your teeth, look at it, because that's going to help. But I've got to see what they're going to give me as an affirmation and make sure you'd like to have it.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting for them to... So once I get a download of information, I usually check. Okay. So here's what I got for your affirmation to use in the meantime, because I believe that the affirmations can work, but sometimes we have blockages, but it's harder for the affirmation to land or stay there. But what I got for you, Julia, was an affirmation of this. I honor and respect myself. I love the journey I'm on. Do you need to write that down?
I'm writing as you're saying it. Okay.
I honor and respect myself. I love the journey I'm on.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Is that something, are you comfortable with that one?
Yeah.
If you don't like the affirmation, I'll see if they'll give me another one.
No, that's good. It's definitely a good place to start, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote that down.
Okay. So kind of the goal with an affirmation, because it's easy to forget, is I write it in a couple places. I usually stick it in the bathroom, stick it on the mirror anyway, if you're comfortable with that, or maybe another place where you're in that room frequently, and every time you're in there brushing your teeth, combing your hair, or whatever, you
mm-hmm.
just look at it and read it. You can read it out loud if you want, or just know that that's true for yourself. And it gives you something to do, and if you want me to work on the I'm not enough, and pull that out. I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to gift that to you.
Thank you.
But it easily could take an hour. Your system, I've already done so much with your system. I don't want to put you in being uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, thank you so much. I definitely will check out your website. And so thank you. Thank you for that offer. That was
all right.
Yeah,
well, thank you,
you know, it's just life. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Keep in touch and let us know how you're doing.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
I sure
so
will.
Much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Lines are jam-packed. I'll just let everyone know, if we're continuing beyond the top of the hour, we're continuing to open lines next hour, but you'll have to call back in. So if you get cut off, just dial back in. The show keeps on going. Let's go to one of the ones showing up as all ones. First one there, if it's possibly you, if you've Skyped in or you're calling in from heaven, your number showing up as 1111111. What's your first name? Where are you calling in?
Pamela. Pamela, New Jersey. Hi, how are you?
Excellent. How are you doing today, and how can we help you?
I'm doing great, Nicole. I need to have a medical reading, and if you can remove any blocks for me, I would appreciate it a great deal.
All right,
okay. So a medical?
Yes.
Is there anything in specifically, Pamela, that is on your radar right now that that you want me to be focusing on?
Okay, sometimes there's like a pulling in the back of my calves, so I'm not really understanding what that's all about.
Okay.
That's all I can think of right now.
Okay, and the reason for people listening in, I certainly can do scans and adjust organs and all of that, and I'm happy to do that. However, if you have something currently going on, I'd love to be able to help with that current thing too. As well. And so let me go and check your back of your calf. I'm trying to see. Is it your right calf?
It's actually both.
Wrong about...
It's sometimes
yeah,
there
both. Was, I was trying to see. I was trying to find, and they were switching. So, okay. All right. So, they're highlighting your right one first, so I'm going to go there. So, I want you, Pamela, we're going to do a little energy work back there. So, I want you to go and feel into your right calf and just notice and tell me what you're noticing there. You said pulling. Does it feel tight? Is there pain? Tell me what's going on.
It's like a nagging pain.
Okay. And about what level is your pain?
About a 5.
Okay, well, that's significant. I guess I'm going to do a little emotion code on that and make sure you don't have anything behind that. How long have you had the pain? How long have you had the pain?
Only about a week or two. So I kind of just dismissed it.
Okay. And what was happening a week or two ago in your life? Anything you're comfortable sharing?
Well, just stressing a little bit because I can't get to see family members because of COVID. And I haven't seen my mother in about 2.5 months because she's in assisted living.
Assisted living, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is tricky for everybody, especially when you have a loved one where you can't physically see them.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we've got some, I'm going to pull the emotional components, and then if I need to do some energetics, we'll do that, because sometimes the emotional component will release it. But
okay.
I'm going to work right now on your right calf. I'm going to start with that, and then we'll see what's going on with the left. So
okay.
Is there a trapped emotion that we can release? And do I need to release any other energies from Pamela? No. Is there trapped emotion from here? Fear. What a surprise. And, oh, Pamela, how old are you? I need this for this.
48. 48.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for volunteering that.
Sure.
Okay. Is there an age where something came in that was fear-based, and at age 20, it could be 19, 20, 21, but I get age 20, there was something, an event that happened that was fearful for you. Does something come to mind?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All righty. We're going to pull that, because what's happening is all of our past emotional things and events kind of pile up, and then when we have something like COVID-19, it just adds. So we're going to pull that from you.
Okay.
Three. Okay, it's fear and issue. Is there another trapped emotion in the right calf? No. Is there a hidden trapped? No. Inherited? No. Hidden inherited? No. Okay, trauma, heart wall. There's a heart wall emotion, and those are emotions that are trapped around each of our hearts. So there's a heart wall emotion from here. This one is unsupported. We have that, an easy one. And how old were you when this came through? You were about age 5. And was it a personal one? Observed. Something happened around age 5. I'm not sure. You might remember where you were feeling unsupported. Has anything popped into your head?
That may have been the time when I was very, very intuitive, and I could tell my mother everything that was going to happen before it happened, and she never believed me. So she started telling me much later on in life that I would say to her, "You're going to fall down the steps. I'm not going to go with you." And she would fall. Whatever I said would happen. And she said she just never believed me for a very long time.
Well, that would be pretty unsupported. We're going to pull that out of there. All right. Are there any other trapped emotions on the right calf? Are there any trapped emotions for your left calf? Yes. And we're going to see. Interestingly enough, left calf, yeah. This one is horror, H-O-R-R-O-R.
Oh.
These are young ages. This is about age 7.
I don't know if I was 7. I was hit by a car. I don't know if I was 7 or 9.
I got that's it. This is it. Yep. We're going to pull this.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any more trapped, hidden traps? Inherited, hidden inherited, heart wall, psychic trauma, preconception, prenatal. No. All right. I want you to check both. We'll figure out the rest of your legs. I want you to check your right calf and notice the nagging pain level, and then check your left calf and tell me what pain levels there are now.
The right, zero. There's no pain.
Okay.
The left, maybe one. Maybe one.
Okay.
It's more behind my knee. But that's it.
Okay. All right. Behind me. All right, let's see. I just wanted to make sure the emotional piece was out, and then we can work on the energetic physical. All right. So I'm going to go to, you and I are going to go to your left calf behind your knee and just focus your attention there.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body's asking for your input and your attention. And what are you noticing there? Does it feel tight? What are you noticing?
It feels like a little throbbing. Maybe warm.
Did you say
it feels a little, yeah, like a little throbbing, and it feels a little warm.
Okay. Throbbing. And because we're working with quantum energy, our thought process can help us heal. So if something is throbbing, does it feel like throbbing like someone's beating a drum? Does it feel throbbing like what? If you could put an image to it, whatever you make up.
Image to it? I guess just like a little pressure. Say you get an acupuncture done. A little pressure, maybe a massage to the back of the knee.
But it's pressure and then it's throbbing, so it's pressure and then less pressure and pressure and then less pressure, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. So you mentioned acupuncture and you mentioned massage. I want you to look on the back of your knee and notice, is there a hand back there doing the pressure? So it's okay if not. That's just what I got, so I had to ask.
Well, I'm doing it, so I guess that's my fingers because I'm trying to massage it out. But that's it.
Okay. All right. So take your hand off.
Okay.
Find out. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing because you're uncomfortable.
No, so, good. That's okay.
That doesn't necessarily prove I'm psychic to everybody. So when you take your hand off of it,
mm-hmm.
and you go back there, is it still throbbing?
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Okay.
It's all right. Fine.
Okay. And are you still feeling pressure?
No, because I'm doing kicks and leg lifts. I'm good. Everything is fine.
What's your level of pain there?
Zero.
Okay. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
All right. What I'm getting is because of the COVID-19 stress that you've got and your mother and your family, that the backs of our legs, you know, that's our ability to stand and move forward in the world. It's probably, I call these weak points for each of us, but they're more nesting places where if we have a problem or stress, they're places that are more likely to show up on each of us. And I'm guessing that you're pretty healthy, but your calves were a spot where stress could show up.
Yes.
Fact that these release is going to help you deal with what's going on. Because I know, especially assisted living facilities are not letting visitation, they're not rushing visitation because they want to keep family safe.
And they're not even allowing us to do FaceTime. They're not bringing her to
they're
the
not
phone
allowing
anymore.
FaceTime.
No, they said we couldn't even do FaceTime. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So
that's
that makes sense. Can you do drive? Are you allowed to do drive-by?
We haven't tried that, but I'm going to call and find out if we can do that. Because if they could at least just bring her, you know, to a window. She has dementia, so I'm just really, really, really worried. So I just want to see, just to look at her.
Exactly. Well, and you, as a family member, you want to make sure, we want to make sure our loved ones are being treated right.
Yeah.
So face-to-face. And I'm not an attorney, so I can't tell you any rights, but hopefully you'll be able to, some of the release of your leg pain will help you maybe be able to take your power back in a way that works for you to connect with family. So is there anything else? Or
any
we might have time for...
Any blocks around me that need to be cleared?
Just a sec. After dialysis. Let me just, I'll do your, or anything major. I do get you've got some heart blocks around your heart, but they're emotional ones.
Okay.
So I think what I'll do, just because of the interest of time, is I have a gold hue pendulum, which is sacred geometry. It's made of brass, but I'm going to send some healing energy to your heart because there's so much going on right now. To see if we can just, you know, clear out some of the energy around your heart so you can be open and intuitive around what's the next step to do with your family so that you can keep the connection going in a healthy way.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let me run energy with my pendulum. It's still running. Usually it goes pretty quick, but this means that you have a little more going on, Pamela, and you want to help. And I'm just going to kind of put my hand in and just loosen up the energy that's around your heart that's stuck there and let that go.
Okay.
The light. Okay. Guidance is telling me you have no more blocks that are significant.
Okay.
That we need to deal with right now. I mean, we all have things that are we can work with, but I'm not getting anything major at all.
Good.
So hopefully your my experience with this is that when you remove things at a cellular level, this stuff doesn't come back. It might be a weaker spot in your body, so if you're stressed again over your family, you might notice it again, but some of the emotions behind it have been released. So it's going to be less likely to happen.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I spoke with you before. I'm going to send you an email because I want to tell you some things that happened for me because of you, and it's really great stuff, really, really good stuff. And I just don't want to say, you know, on the air, but I just want to really let you know. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in again, and I'm glad you were able to get on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Let us know how it goes. Now I'm all intrigued about the email. Jeez.
me too.
Then you'll have to let me know off the air.
I will.
On that note, we have about 3.5 minutes to the top. So... To those left on the lines right now, if you're going to get cut off in 4 minutes, but just call back in. Open lines continue. Psychic Love Dr. Deborah Lee's next. But right now, Jane, shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us today?
Okay. So, everybody, the emotion code that I've been doing of late is a big part of my practice now. It supplements my ability to see in and do scans and all of that for you. So, If you go to my website, intuitivemedicalhealer.com, I'm always trying to figure out how to help people. You can book a 15-minute free consultation, which I will turn into a 30-minute one, so you don't have to pay for it. As long as you mention that you heard me on Roots for the Soul, and I'd be happy to give you a 30-minute free healing, just so you can experience how quickly some of these issues that we have, such as Pamela's calf pain and all of that, can go away in a very short period of time, within minutes. I've taken people who have broken limbs from a level 10 pain to zero within 20 minutes, and it's permanent, allows for future healing. So Jane Phillips, intuitivemedicalhealer.com. My email is J, C as in cat, P as in Peter, J as in John, Jane, C as in cat, P as in Peter, at Geyser, G-E-Y, S as in Sam, E-R-L-L-C.com, and JCP at GeyserLLC.com, and be in touch and schedule a free session. I'd love to help. Just mention that you heard me on News for the Soul. And thank you, Nicole, for having me on, and it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure indeed. We've got you on 2 weeks' time from now. Hopefully my voice holds up for the rest of the day. Great to connect with you, Jane. Actually, one closing thought for everyone trying to manage these crazy energies. In the meantime, what's the best one thought you can leave them with for the next 2 weeks?
Back here. Here's the thing. Do your best to stay positive. I work in the area of energy, and when we're caught up with all the things that aren't going right, we actually can draw darker energies to us. And not to make you afraid, but do your best to find positive things in your day to look at. And if you're avoid as much television and news and bad news as you can, unless you're an activist and going to be doing something about it, because there's a lot of dark energy on the computers and on the TV that can attach to you. So do everything you can positive. It actually keeps you safe. It's one of the safest things you can do for your immune system right now. And you get to figure out what that means for you. It might be playing with your kids or taking a walk, but that's my thought. So.
And good thought indeed. I'm glad I asked. And we'll see you in 2 weeks, Jane. Be well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Jane Phillips is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. The Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee, and Friends is next after this quick break. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.